Yo, 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 cow, everyone out there, enjoy a good day and a good life. And today we're going to talk about the cannabis plant. First thing I like to say is that the only name for the plant is cannabis. You know, when people say hemp, they're usually talking about the stems or the flowers that's high in CBD and low in THC. The thing, other cool thing about the plant, I know it's really mainstream. Most people think fire is the only element to experience the plant. However, you have other elements out there. You got water element, you got air element, meaning that, you know, you could drop in some hot water, cold water, drink it up. You could eat it raw. You know, your stomach's a little oven there, organic oven. Or, you know, you can smell it, that good aroma. Just don't smell all the THC away. And if you use the fire element, look, light it up. Other good thing to know about herbs. Well, when cannabis became illegal, it had nothing to do with the flower. It had to do with the stems, the production part of it, you know, where it was used to make a lot of products. And at the time, you know, weed grow quick. And when it came to making paper, you know, it was such a better product to make paper with. It was quicker. They say the paper quality was better. So there you go. And the big companies that were making trees or papers out of tree didn't like that, so they lobby it. Then you got stuff like Reefer Madness that came in play. So people thought they were illegalizing this cannabis plant they didn't know nothing about. That just made people crazy. Not knowing hemp is cannabis. Like I said, one plant. I know a lot of videos online say it's a distant cousin, is this and that. No, it's just one plant. And this plant gives you different varieties of flowers. The other thing about cannabis, well, the model of our society, and this one's gonna go deep down the rabbit hole, you know, and I ain't no conspiracy theorist, I'm just a realist, you know, keeping it real. So, and y'all will agree with me, so the model of our society, technically, you know, the way it's set up, it's not set up like the model of Earth, you know. If I give you a mango, it comes with a seed, you could go plant it, you go grow your own tree, you're independent, you know, everything on Earth actually gives you independence. Well, the human model of society, no, it doesn't give you independence. You know, that's why you have products that gets outdated and stuff breaks. You know, you go to the doctor with one stuff, then they give you some pills, and then you have 10 other stuff, you know. You go back again. So everything is, in a way, in the model of business society is designed, you know, keep the customer coming back. So with that said, now imagine this plant. You could eat the seed. It's full of, you know, omega-3s. Actually, the best ones for the brain, you know. I wonder why. So you could eat. Gives you good health. Helps your body stay vital, you know. Then you could eat the flower. Keeps you healed. Keeps you cosmic. You know, all the good benefits of the flower. And then you could use the stem to make products. Houses, shelter, cars, you name it. So think about it now. If you could have this plant and you know how to maximize all its benefits, or you come from a family that teach you how to maximize all its benefits, do you think you really would go out there and do jobs that will hurt the planet or do jobs that, like, you don't like? Nah, you'll be like, I'm good. I'm going to just chill home. I got my house. I got my hand, you know. I got my flower. I got my seeds, yo. You're good. You're eating. You got shelter, transportation, and you got cosmic connection. You know, it doesn't get better than that. So just keep that in mind. So another thing you should know about cannabis, because it should be that it came from mama first. So you know how they say, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Well, if it came from birth, it should never be illegal on Earth. Let that sink in. Breathe it in. Let that sink in. So technically, from what I learned recently, is that cannabinoids are first introduced to a child in the mother's breast milk. Therefore, just like fruits and veggies are second sources of food, once we like stop sucking on mama titties. So is cannabis, just another source for cannabinoids. Therefore, it should be planted, studied, grown everywhere, never be legal. You know, in some country, kids breastfed till they're like 6 years old. So next time you see a kid being breastfed, know that kid is getting cosmically high. Anyway, one love.